to you.
Hello?
Yes, Senator Gore, sir.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're hurtful. You and I have similar feelings about it, as you said. But once I learned through George Mathers and Russell Long that you had decided to start moving, I immediately sat on the floor of the Senate. I desist any further criticism. And then after you announced your program, I said I would help you enact it. Now, so that, if that brings us up to date.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, good. Now, and I'm going to help.
I know that.
And now as to action now, let's start, you said, if you were president. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, but you are. And that's the first thing you got to start with. And the first man I'd let know it would be Bill Martin.
Well, I've done that several times, but what would you do now if you were president with Bill Martin? I've been dealing with Robertson because he's had a prostate and maybe a bad operation, and he's been out for 4 or 5 weeks. But I had a firm agreement with them that we would coordinate all of our policy, and we'd have our taxes and our budget and everything pulled together. But the day before they were to meet me, after I got out of the hospital, they voted 4-3, and he was one of the four. Just a few hours before they would come see me to raise this CD from 4 to 5.5 and raise the prime rate. And he did it on the theory that his banks required it, and that they're independent and they can't be controlled or influenced by the executive, and for that reason he had to act. Now, what would you do? Would you try to remove him, or what can you do? I don't, our people tell me that while he's, I may not be as dependent as Patman says he is, that it is an independent board, and that they're not, not even the men I appoint, I find, will go along with me.
Well,
they feel kind of like a senator runs on the ticket with you, that they want to go with you if they can, but if they don't agree with you, they just won't do it.
Well, that's true. Well, I'm not sure that I can tell you exactly, but I would have dramatized, and I'm not sure it isn't that it's too late to do that yet. I would have dramatized the situation over a period of a few days, and then had a meeting of all of the independent agencies. Now, you have several having to do with debt management and credit and interest rates, and build up the psychology, the drama of the situation, and call upon, have them all in, together with a meeting of the congressional leaders, and I would announce my concern to the economy, to the masses of the people on the interest rate, to the outflow of capital, the possible run on the dollar in the international sphere, and I would announce a program and ask any man to stand up who wouldn't cooperate with it. And if you have any rebellion on his part or anybody else's part, under circumstances like that, you could quickly come to Congress and get whatever authority you needed. Now, I would like, this requires teamwork, Mr. President, by you and the Federal Reserve, the Home Loan Bank, all of the 15 or 20 agencies that deal with credit availability. Now, as to specific action, it seems to me that the steps you have taken are very good, and I've said so and expect to continue to say so. I think that there are a few more that will be necessary. One of them, I think, is absolutely imperative, and that is some regulation on the outflow of capital. In my view, this is not only necessary from the standpoint of interest rates, but you just might have a run on the dollar down the road. And De Gaulle is making a very determined attack. He he's hoarding our gold, and the United States and Switzerland are the only sophisticated economies in the world that will let anybody invest anything, anywhere, ship any amount of money, anywhere, anytime, to their own personal satisfaction. Now, Switzerland can afford it. She lives on it. But France can't do it. Japan can't do it. Great Britain can't do it. Germany won't do it. You've got a bunch of hot money artists. Many of them, most of them are not Americans. But they play one economy off against another. And for a difference of 1/16th of 1% interest, they'll ship their money out of the New York banks to Geneva or Frankfurt or London or anywhere else. And they play one against another and victimize all the people everywhere. And I think you simply, before you can bring about a real lowering of interest here, you've got to stop this, you've got to close this faucet, because it's wide open. And it's like a glut on the market. You know, when you and I sell calves, if there's just about enough at the market that day to satisfy the demand of the butcher, the price will be normal. If there's hardly enough, it'll be a little higher. But you put one extra truckload of calves on the market, and it's a glut. Well, you've got this, you've got this open faucet that will build pressure up or let pressure off. And I think you just must do that, and not only with respect now to the outflow of cash and that goes in monetary form from one bank to another, but I think you've got to have authority for the government to give approval or disapproval on investment in such a period as the president might declare that there is a monetary emergency. This is one thing that...
Disapproval of money going out or investment?
Both.
Uh-huh.
Both, because this is one of the things that's hurt you real bad, both on the balance of payments and on the shortage of money in this country. If you look at it, you'll find that billions of dollars, despite your voluntary program, which has been helpful, nevertheless, billions of dollars are going out. Now, you're withdrawing the investment credit, suspending it, to discourage a building boom here. If you don't watch, you'll spur a building boom by our own investors abroad, which further tightens our money.
Yeah.
Now, I think here is an absolute imperative.
You got to have a law?
Yes, you will.
Could you get it?
You're a better authority on that than I
am. No, I don't know a thing about your committee. I don't know what the reaction would be, ways and means of there either. Or would it come there? Would it go through bank and currency, or would y'all do it?
I would think finance would do it. Now, if you tie
what
this...
What do?
Excuse me. If you, I think, Mr. President, for you to get what you want, you need to dramatize this thing as a threat to the people's money. And it's not entirely coming from within. It's coming from without, and two sources. One, the war in Vietnam, and another, you wouldn't want to call it a conspiracy, but there is a conspiracy of the French and their cohorts to break the dollar down as an international currency. So I think you've got to meet it, and if you dramatize it to the American people as well as to the Congress and your independent agencies, I think you'll get what you want. And you may not have to have as much, but I do think you'll need something on the outflow of capital. Now, as to
wonder if you have any authority under the Trading Enemy Act or any of that in case of emergency to do any of this.
Well, I don't. I don't know of any. You
can put in controls. You can put in pretty strong controls, stuff like that.
Your trouble is not transactions with the enemy here. It's transactions with our oldest time friends and the international.
I know, but I don't mean that trading with the enemy is confined to transactions with the enemy. It gives you pretty broad emergency authority. For instance, you can put in Regulation W under it. I didn't know that till a few days ago. I don't have to have Congress to do it. I can say that you can't sell an automobile for over 18 months. And that authority is given to the President under the Trading with the Enemy Act. And it was exercised by presidents in the past under that act. And that's why, but if you don't know, and it probably doesn't exist. So
well,
I was inquiring because I thought maybe there might be some thing. Looks like Baltimore Sun says we're getting in trouble with investment credit. The steel companies all sending these wires around, and they got all their lobbyists and so forth. And it says it's going to be riddled with exemptions, some for farmers and some for small business and some for Joe Evans wants $50,000 and some for steel companies and some for different ones. Wilbur thinks he can pass it.
Well, we can pass it in the Senate.
Can you pass it without a bunch of exemptions?
I think so. If you hold Russell in line.
Yeah.
And I think he's in line. I think he's going to help. And he and I are working together on this. And I think you'll come through with this bill. All right. That's my view. And I'm going to do everything I can so to do. I would doubt the advisability of you recommending a national usury law, but I would think it quite advisable to mention it as a possibility. Frankly, I think we should have it. Hell, they're negotiating loans now at 12% in New York, and out in the country, sometimes more than that. And this is horrible, and it broke the country. It was one of the things that broke the country in before the other depression. And when people get hooked with this kind of interest rate, they simply cannot survive, and they become desperate and leap. And when this house of cards starts tumbling, you and I think we've put up enough safeguards that we can't have another depression, but you can have a hell of a money panic. And I think that, as far as I'm concerned, I would advocate a national usury law to put a ceiling of 6% on commercial loans. Most of our states have usury laws. There's certainly nothing un-American about a usury law, and banking is national in character. And I expect to advocate it myself, not to push it to the extent of interfering with your program. And I would seriously doubt if, as president, you should now propose it. Or ask for it, but it just might be one of those things that you have in reserve that you could mention that might scare some of these fellows from fighting you on some of the things that's mild and reasonable.
I know. What else you think of? Would you, if you're going to have a big deficit as a result of, if Congress, I've got 8 appropriation bills that haven't come to me yet, but it looked like they're going to be considerably over the budget. And Vietnam may be 5 to 15 billion over the budget for the rest of the year. Would you come up with a pretty heavy tax bill before the election?
Yes. And I'll tell you why.
What would it be, corporate taxes and personal taxes going back to where we were before 64?
Well, I would virtually...
What would you think about just saying, let's restore the back where we were 64?
I would so recommend...
Let's just put back on what we took off.
I would just suspend the for a two-year period the 64 tax bill. I would doubt very much if you would get that out of Congress before election. You know, election's just off. But now, let me come back to as to exactly what you should recommend by way of, in simplified form, I would suspend the act for a couple of years. Now, as to why, if I were in your position, I would recommend it before election. I'm going to speak very frankly and say, as I get around over the country, the greatest, the most criticism I hear of you is that everything is political.